Here again, we see yet another example of declare what the Lord has done for you. Or, I declare what the Lord has done for me. And blessed be God, who refused me not my prayers or his kindness, with these principles that repeated throughout the Psalms again and again and again and again. Not only the trust, you know, and of course, remember, the Psalms written by David are expressions of his piety, his way of looking at the world. And so it's unsurprising that King David looks to the Lord and says, look at all that he's done for me. And he's not refused me any kindness. And yet, and that's this psalm. Yet in another place, why has God abandoned me? The whole sort of breadth of the human experience is recorded in the poetry of the Psalms. And it's important that we engage with the scripture and our theological teaching reality from the position that we're in. And all that means is that faith is not about closing your eyes and pretending that things are different than what they are. It is acknowledging that things appear to be one way, but in reality can be another. And faith is not the only place where this is the case, right? A lot of our disciplines, professional practices, you have to retrain your mind to accept that the world is different than the way it appears. If you want a great example of this, human beings are awful at the practice of statistics. Very practical. Very powerful. But man, there's not a person on the planet that hadn't bought a Powerball ticket and thought, for sure, I could win. Statistically, no, you ain't. Not gonna happen. But of course, somebody wins, right? And that is what the lottery is fueled on. Hope. I could win. Whereas our reality, the Lord does provide. Sometimes you can't see it. Sometimes it's far away. Sometimes the Lord has already provided and we missed it. Sometimes the Lord is providing, and the thing he's providing is the challenge to stretch your capacity for endurance and difficulty. But he's there. And again, this is not the machinations of a devious God who sits behind the, you know, like the guy in the Wizard of Oz who sits behind the curtain like, hee hee. What can I do to them today? But instead, the mind of a brilliant tactician, also the mind and the hand of a truly loving father, mentor, coach, healer, doctor. And sometimes the things that do not feel like love are. And sometimes the things that we want as signs of love might be real great, but they are not.